From the Midas and Roseburg studio, KQEN weather forecast says cloudy, though it's sunny at the moment. High about 56 in the Umpqua Valley this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight. Patchy fog late down to 45. On Friday morning, fog then partly sunny and 59. 30% chance of rain after 4 p.m. Friday night, 70% chance of rain, cloudy and 41. And on Saturday, it's rain turning to showers at a high temperature of 49. Chance of precipitation is 70%. 55 degrees and sunny. KQEN News Time, 1235.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by the Parent House. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here today and live from Salem with us, a man on the street, a representative on the street, State Representative Gary Leaf. Tell us exactly where you are right now.
Hey, Kyle, I'm sitting in the front steps of the Capitol. I actually walked a little away from it because it's so loud out here. I got here about a quarter to seven this morning, and literally there were trucks driving around the Capitol at that time, and it's been a solid parade for 5 hours. It's unbelievable.
So how do you feel like this crowd, the size of it, compares to back in the summer?
Oh, this is way bigger. This is huge. This has to be double in size, not only with the trucks, but also they were busing people in. The fairgrounds here locally was already booked up, so they took two close fairgrounds, and they're busing people in because there's just no parking here. But it's just incredible. We came out this morning at 10 o'clock with our Republican caucus, and walked out in solidarity to the steps of the Capitol, and we gave a great speech on timber unity. Our caucus leader, Christine Drazen, did an excellent job and introduced each of us. And, you know, this time is a little different because I'm actually seeing Democrats out here. So Senator Betsy Johnson actually was awarded a timber unity gray plaque for her efforts against cap and trade, and I saw a couple of other Democrats out here, so I hope this time they're listening. I actually walked out of our floor session today and heard that there actually is going to be some amendments to the cap and trade, so I'm pretty sure that that timber unity has definitely sparked their interest, and hopefully we'll make some necessary changes or actually kill the bill.
Now, we know there are about two dozen speeches. We're about 2.5 hours into things. What's going on right now?
So there's still more speeches. There's people that have come up here and talked in solidarity with the timber unity. We just heard from Kim Thatcher, Senator Kat Thatcher, which I couldn't believe it. She's going to run for Secretary of State. She will do an outstanding job. I had no idea about it. Apparently, this was really on the quiet down low. So she will be outstanding as a Secretary of State. I don't know if you know, but we worked really hard to get Dennis Richardson in that spot. Dennis did a great job. He was very bipartisan. And I think Senator Thatcher will be the same. So we're just listening to those kind of speeches.
And I understand still that the closing speech will be from Douglas County State Senator Dallas Hurd.
Yeah, I've not seen him yet. It's been crazy busy around here, so I understand he's going to be out here too. There's a ton of people that are here from Roseburg, Douglas County. I actually talked with a group that came down. They left at 4 o'clock this morning, and they said they saw trucks lined up from Edenbauer all the way to around Mount Nebo, and it went beyond that. So that was at 4 a.m. this morning. So you know that there was a bunch of people coming up here.
Well, and some of the pictures we've seen along the way from different media groups and different people involved in this have shown a large number of people. And that was my initial thought this morning, that it seemed like it looked bigger than last time around. So what's the mood of the event today? Some people would say when you get everybody out there, it's almost like preaching to the choir. Do you think it goes beyond that?
No, I think it goes beyond that, because you got to remember there's 36 conservative Republicans in both the House and the Senate, and there's 90 legislators, so we're a minority, and no matter what we do, we can't stop bills like this, and this is really important because it really affects really rural Oregon, but also regular Oregon, too. So the gas, you know, the gas tax, the fuel costs, I've heard that the number that will cost people was somewhere between $600 and $800 a year for extra fuel costs. And I'm sorry, that affects poor people probably the most. And if they're trying to put food on their table and try and take care of their family, how can they afford another $600 to $800? You combine that with the other, I think there was $3 billion worth of taxes that was passed in the last legislation. When is enough going to be enough? So they've had historic high revenues from just income, because we have more people working in Oregon than we've ever had, and that wasn't good enough. They wanted more and more. And I consider this really the Portland Liberal Democrats that are doing this, because, you know, we have some good Democrats that are outside of the Portland area, like Betsy Johnson, Arnie Roblin, Kenny McEwen, who were opposed to this. So we've got to just really rein this back in. I think that the November election is really going to be a turning point. We're going to decide that we want to tax and spend to where people can't afford it, or we need to rein it in and really consider legislation that really doesn't affect us like it is.
With the event going on and all the trucks and the speeches today, what else is getting done at Salem?
You know, we had a very quick floor today. It was mainly remonstrances. It was really funny. So Representative Rushke had a great idea. He's from Klamath Falls, and normally, you know, you give courtesies or remonstrances if about something really important. And he said, I want to take my time to have everybody listen to the trucks outside. So he spent... We spent 3 minutes just listening to the trucks, and you can hear them in the background. It's pretty incredible. Like I said, this has been going on for a solid 5 hours now.
And there are the sounds live from Salem. State Representative Gary Leaf outside of the Capitol grounds. You mentioned seeing a lot of people from Douglas County so far today.
Yes, absolutely. There's a ton of people from Douglas County. They came in, I think some of them came in last night, some of them came in this morning, but yeah, I bet you there's 50 people that I've just seen on the ground down here that are from Roseburg. So, and then trucks, I'm seeing all kinds of trucks that are from the different timber companies and from timber-related products. So it's just awesome.
And are you seeing non-timber-related trucks in the convoy and the group circling the Capitol as well?
So I'm sitting out here looking right now. Mostly it's timber. I would say a majority of it's timber. You know, there might be a couple. I think I saw a fire truck from somewhere out of town this morning, but it's mostly timber.
And do you think with the event going on, well, let me ask it this way. Are folks from the other side of the aisle, are they coming out to watch it all, or are they kind of staying inside trying to tune it out?
Well, I've talked to my good friends on the other side of the aisle, and I've asked them to go out there and listen and talk. And I had one of the representatives from Portland who came in and actually took one of the Timber Unity folks to her office, showed him around the Capitol. So my hope is they're listening. And in the House, you know, we have almost a super minority. So where we stop it is really in the Senate, where we just need to pick up two or three senators. And we have at least one of those, and maybe two. And so this is a great example of where they need to go out and listen. If they hide behind the walls, they're not going to hear anything, and that's what we want them to do. So here's a huge best Rip City ride from Sports Radio 620 that's coming through. So that's not timber. So interesting. We got a bunch of dump trucks that aren't timber. So they're coming through right now, too.
And State Representative Gary Leaf out in front of the Capitol right now. We're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. We're going to come back in 1 minute. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com. 1245, back in 1 minute on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1246. Lars Larson coming at 1. Tomorrow, we'll be talking with State Senator Dallas Hurd, the closing speaker at today's Timber Unity event. But right now, right in the midst of what's happening, State Representative Gary Leaf, who has been out there surveying this for quite a while today, what is it doing to Salem? I mean, how far away do you think you could probably hear these rigs?
We take back those timbers.
Right now, Senator Hurd is talking, and he's really energizing the people that are out here right now. He's doing a great job. So I didn't quite hear your question because he was really talking loud. I'm walking away right now, so go ahead.
Well, I'm just curious how far away you think you can hear these trucks around the downtown part of Salem there around the Capitol.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I was on the third floor, and it was loud up there. And you remember a year ago, I did a podcast, I think it was in the morning, and you asked me if I was on the street, and I said, no, I'm on the third floor. And it's almost as loud on the third floor. So you can hear this for blocks and blocks, maybe even a mile away. I mean, it's that loud.
So what is ahead for the rest of the day, now that we're into the closing speech? What else is going to be going on in Salem today?
Well, most of the people that I'm seeing here are trying to meet with their representatives or senators to talk about, you know, what, like the gas tax, the fuel carve-outs, you know, all of those things are going to be. And I think anytime you have legislation that gives carve-outs to special interest groups, then there's something wrong with that. And so I think that's what they're going in there and saying, you know, how come we, the people, are really going to have to pay for this? But someone like Intel or Nike or some of those other ones, they get a carve-out for this. This isn't very fair. So I think you'll see a lot of people that will come in the Capitol and talk about that today.
Talk about kind of the tone of the people that are there last time around. Somebody who was not a political person commented that it was rare to see people protesting, yet everybody be so polite at the same time. How's it going today in that regard?
So I think everything's really respectful. I think that most everybody's been outside for the first time. When we had our floor session, there was about, I want to say, half of the representatives missing. And it wasn't just the Republicans. It was also the Democrats that were missing. So I'm not sure if they were outside listening or if they were maybe hiding. I don't quite know about that. But so there's been a lot of conversation. As a matter of fact, I had a conversation with our legislative attorneys about the short session. And if you remember right, this was passed in 2011. And in 2011, when that came out in the voter's pamphlet, there was a lot of arguments that said, you know, the short session's going to be for small budget fixes and legislative tweaks. So, you know, maybe there was a rule or something that kind of made it hard for something to happen in the Capitol. And so that 5-week session was supposed to be for that. I got a response back from the main attorney, Dexter, which really shocked me. And basically he said, and I'm going to paraphrase, if the people are so stupid that they don't read the bill the vote goes for what's in the bill. And if somebody wants to come up and say something in the voter's pamphlet that isn't true, we don't check it. And I was horrified by that. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So we've got to do a better job on both sides of the aisle, making sure that we are being exactly right on with legislation that is coming before the voters, because that is ridiculous. One of the things that I'm hearing right now is they want to add legislation to actually fix the short session so that they put a cap on legislation that could come through, you know, so many millions of dollars or whatever, and make it true to be that way, or get rid of the short session completely.
Do you feel like then that would lead to having a regular session in these years that are right now, the short session?
Well, you have a regular session every other year. So last year we had a long session, and it's 5 months, 5.5 months, and then the short session is 5 weeks. So, you know, in the short session, let's just take cap and trade. You've got a lot of people who want to come through the county and to the state that actually want to testify, but it's so short. They actually give you an hour's notice that said, oh, we're going to bring this bill up. Oh, we're going to make this amendment. We're going to do this and this and this. People can't come 3.5 hours away just at the drop of a hat. You can't do that at the short session. You need to give people the ability to really look things over, come and testify, and do it over a longer period of time, I believe.
About 4 minutes left here on Inside Douglas County. State Representative Gary Leaf live from Salem. Talking to a few folks, have you had a chance ahead of today to talk to your colleagues across the aisle and sort of get their thoughts about what was going to happen today or what their thoughts were about this Timber Unity event?
Yeah, actually, I've had some of the new legislators from across the aisle that have come into my office and said, you know, what do you think about, you know, cap and trade and you know, what do you think about Timber Unity? And I was really honest, and I said, you know, the thing that bothers me the most, and I asked them directly, so what is this going to do on the global climate economy? I mean, how is that going to change? Oregon does this. We make all these carve-outs for these special deals. We have carbon markets then. We raise our fuel costs. How is that going to change our global climate? And they all answered, well, it's not going to have any significant change. And I said, no, it's not going to have any significant change. It's going to have a zero change in our global climate. If you want to make change and you think it's really important, then let the whole United States do this as one. And I would support that, not where one state is just, you know, being having to bear the cost of all of this for zero results. And they listen to me, but I tell you, their caucus is so strong, you know, they're basically being strong-armed. You basically vote for this, or you're not going to get any money for your campaigns. We're going to primary you out. I mean, that's how it works up here in Salem.
Now, is Senator Hurd, is he still speaking at this point?
Nope, he's all done right now. So now somebody else is speaking.
Okay. So this afternoon, there's a hearing with about the cap and trade legislation at 3 o'clock. And how many people can be accommodated to be in there and be in the audience for that?
Well, I don't know. I'm not on that committee, so I don't know natural resources if they'll limit a time limit to that. So, I'll give you an example today in the Water Committee. We had a couple of bills that had both positive and negative comments, and I'm vice chair of that, and I asked the chairman if he would consider, you know, tabling this, and he was very gracious about it. He said, basically, what we're going to do is table it, we're going to hear more testimony, and we'll bring this back next week. So they can do the same thing if they want, or the chairman can shut it down. It's all up to them. So I hope that they will continue to listen, especially when you have a big group like Timber Unity out here. And this isn't just Timber Unity. This is Timber Oregon. This is Oregon. This is the roots. This is the sleeping giant that we've not heard from. And this is great. And by the way, go on my Facebook, Gary Leaf, State Representative. There's pictures on it. There's videos on it. Kyle, I'll send you a couple of pictures, too, you can post on it. But it's a great example of how Oregon needs to really look at future legislation and be able to raise their hand and say, wait a minute, this doesn't work for me.
As people talked about, folks coming from Southern Oregon, from rural areas today, at the same time I was looking at media sources from Portland and seeing a large number of log trucks and other trucks heading down from the northern Willamette Valley. Do you think some folks are surprised that so many people came from the north as well?
You know, I talked to one of the legislators who drove up from the north this morning, and they said they didn't see a huge amount, but they saw some trucks. But I did talk to one of the other legislators from the east, Arnie County, and he said, you know, there's people 5-6 hours away that have driven over from the east side of Oregon. They want their voice to be heard. And right now, they've been basically blocked out of that.
All right, wrapping up here, final thoughts, Representative Leaf, about today.
No, I just want to thank all the citizens of Douglas County. I want to thank everybody for showing up. It's been a great day, and I really appreciate the respectful way that everybody's come up here. I've not heard any disrespect, and I think that's really important. We've got to agree to disagree and then move forward and make our voices be heard, and I'm real proud of everyone.
All right, State Representative Gary Leaf right in front of the steps of the state capitol. Thanks for being on with us today.
Kyle, hey, this is a great honor for me to be here today. Thank you to you and your listeners for having me on. This is just such an honor.
1257 and News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by The Parent House. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.